Chevre, I want to discuss with you the Haftorah of Parashas Toldos, the Haftorah that comes from the beginning of Sefer Malachi, where the Navi speaks about the difference between Esav and Yaakov, which of course is the major theme in Parashas Toldos, about how Esav disgraces the Bechorah, Yaakov ends up receiving the Bechorah, about how the brachos, which Yitzchak intended to give to Esav, end up going to Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav, as individuals, are the theme of this week's parasha. However, Yaakov and Esav are not just individuals. The Haftorah explains Yaakov and Esav as the sense of nations, right? The pasuk says, "Halo ach Esav liYaakov namashem ba'ohavas Yaakov, ves Esav sanesi." Right? In other words, that Yaakov and Esav are now different nations. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves Yaakov. The Ribbono Shel Olam despises Esav. Esav's land are made to be desolate. The mountains are desolate, etc. So one point that the Haftorah elaborates on is how Yaakov and Esav are not just individuals. But the key, or the core of the Haftorah, is not these four psukim right at the beginning, which speaks about Yaakov versus Esav. The core of the Haftorah is the Navi Malachi speaking to the Kohanim and saying, "You Kohanim, you're disgracing the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're bringing karbanis, which are not the best. You're bringing bad animals to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaVesem Gazos, HaPiseach, Sechol, HaVesem HaMincha, HaErtz Osam Yedchem, Amar Hashem." Right? The Haftorah primarily focuses on bringing korbanos improperly, and for this, the Navi chastises the Kohanim. What is the connection between chastising the Kohanim for bringing improper korbanos and this week's parasha? So there are a few points that are worth making. One point is that the pasuk speaks about how vayivez Esav is habechorah, that Esav disgraced the bechorah. According to Chazal, Esav did not want the avodah, which was supposed to be with bechorim. So the idea is that there's a certain bizayon by not wanting to do avodah. And the Navi speaks about Amar Hashem Tzvakos Lachem HaKoyhanim Bozei Shmi V'amartem Bameh Bozeinu Hashmecha. Right, that same Shoresh, Boz, V'yivez Esav Es HaBchora, is but the idea that the Kohanim are Bozei Shmi. They're disgracing the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, Malachi is an interesting section of the Navi, that there's like a conversation between Klal Yisrael and the Navi. But the point is that the Kohanim, by bringing these karbanos, which are improper, they are disgracing the Ribbono Shel Olam. In effect, the Kohanim are taking upon themselves the Esav role. The Vayivez Esav as HaBechora is manifested in the way the Kohanim are Bozei Shmi. The basic point, therefore, of the Haftorah is that although the brachos are given to Yaakov Avinu, as opposed to Esav, but those brachos come to Yaakov because Esav is vayivas asabachora. But Yaakov also, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the brachos to Yaakov, doesn't mean that these brachos are unconditional. It doesn't mean that no matter how we act, the bracha will remain with us. The fact is that if we act improperly, bimlos asim alev osis kovel l'shmir mar shem zvachos, effectively, the Navi is saying that if you disgrace the karbanis, if you bring improper karbanis, so in that case, the brachas, which are supposed to be yours, the brachas are supposed to be Yaakov's and not Esav's, but by being kohanim boizei shemi, so then you are not living up to the values of Yaakov, and then those brachos do not belong to you. If, however, we keep the condition, so then the end of the Haftorah comes to play. Torah's emes haisa b'fihu, Avlon nimsa besvasov. Mishova misha halachiti v'rabim heishet me'avon. Ki sifse koin yishmu da'as asariyam v'akshmi piyu ki malach Hashem tzvakoizo. Effectively, we have a choice. We do what the Ribbono Shel Olam likes. We offer the proper karbanos. In that case, the brachas that were promised to Yaakov end up being ours. However, if we are bozei shmi, so then we are occupying the Esav role, and in that case, we don't get the brachos. Have a good Shabbos.